I remember writing a postcard to my nana when I was little, and one of the things that I shared with her was all the different things that we'd been doing and the things that we'd seen whilst we were away. And obviously I didn't have enough room on a small postcard for much detail, but since my handwriting wasn't that small, like a small child's handwriting often isn't, I also didn't have much room for anything but just a list of things that we'd done. In today's postcard from Paul, looking at 2 Timothy chapter 2, we're going to consider doing lots of things and the things that we need to do and the things Paul is encouraging Timothy to do. And before some of you start to think, well, hang on, I'm going to be on holiday, this is the summer, we're taking a slower, more relaxed pace, don't worry. Some of these things aren't just about doing, but more about being. And actually, there's a key to help unlock all of this list of doing things that is pretty special. And it's about being strong in the grace of Jesus. And that's how Paul starts this next section of his letter. He encourages Timothy to be strong in the grace of Jesus Christ. And then comes a list of things. And as we go through this list, please remember verse 1, be strong in the grace that is found in Jesus Christ. This list of things to do for Timothy. To teach others who will turn, to teach others who will in turn teach others and pass on the gospel. Paul wants Timothy to suffer like a good soldier, that's in verse 3, to live like a disciplined athlete and a hardworking farmer, that's in verse 5 and verse 6, to jumping to verse 14, to remind people and to warn others about the way that they should live, to handle God's words appropriately, to avoid godless chatter and to avoid gossip, verse 16. Verse 19, to turn away from wickedness. And in verse 20 and 21, continuing that theme, to live pure, clean and holy lives. In verse 22, Paul is saying, Timothy, you've got to flee temptation and run after God's good way of living, to pursue that righteous way of living. And verse 23, avoid stupid arguments. Don't get distracted by those mindless, foolish arguments that people may have. Verse 24, Paul is saying, Timothy, be kind and not resentful. Now, this is a really long to-do list, and it either sounds exhausting or impossible to complete all those things. It's quite a high standard. And thankfully, Paul is writing to Timothy and not us. Is that right? Well, actually, as Paul says to Timothy in verse 2, what I write to you, what you've heard, Timothy, I want you to pass on to others so that in turn they will pass on to other people. What Paul was saying for Timothy to do is also therefore for us. So this to-do list is for you and for me. We should read through it and think, well, how can I avoid silly arguments? How can I avoid and not get engaged in mindless chitter-chatter and gossip and negative speaking? How can I flee from temptation and pursue righteousness? How can I keep on doing these things? My to-do list is really long. But as a people who are trying to faithfully follow Jesus, or some people watching today or engaging today may just be exploring what it means to follow Jesus, this long list, we need to work out how we can do it, because otherwise it's going to become an overwhelming burden and we may not even start in the first place. Paul, however, gives Timothy an encouragement and a key for doing all these things in the first instruction. You then, my son, this is verse 1 of chapter 2, you then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Be strong in grace. Now, being strong in grace is a bit of a strange sentence, a bit of a strange concept, because grace is a gift from God. How can we be strong in a gift? Grace is God's extravagant love, his undeservedly and unreservedly love shown to us through his son, Jesus Christ. So how can we be strong in that? Well, first of all, we need to recognize that it is by grace that we are saved. Ephesians chapter 2 talks about that, and maybe you want to have a look at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 10 later on, just to remind you, to help you be strong in the grace of Jesus, that first and foremost, we are saved by grace. Romans 6, verse 23 talks of wages of sin. The payment, the consequence of sin is death. But the free gift of God, the charisma, the gracious gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's a free gift, not dependent on us, not dependent on what we do, but completely dependent on what Jesus has done. And it's because Jesus has done the ultimate thing in dying for us, in saving us, our whole lives, everything that we are and do are to be lived in response to his love and grace, to be lived as an act of worship and witness to him, to Jesus, to his grace. We're still to do the things that Paul encourages Timothy to do, but we're not to do them as a way of earning God's approval, but we're to do them as one who is already completely loved and accepted, one who is already championed by the God of highest heaven, one who lives for the master, Jesus, verse 21, not as a slave to the master, but free to choose to live in a certain way, free to love the master, Jesus, and to choose to live for him because of what he has done for you. If we ever get to a point where we think, I don't want to do that, I don't want to live for Jesus, I don't want to live my life in response, I think we haven't fully understood what he has done for us. And I think that if we ever get tempted to not follow God's way, we need to actually ask God to reveal his grace once again to us. In verse 19, Paul quotes a saying, and he says, the Lord knows who are his, and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. As a response to the grace of God, as a response to knowing God's name and coming under his lordship, we must turn away from wickedness, and not just out of duty, but as an act of adoration and worship. We're to live our lives in a way that is in line, in keeping with the way that God calls us to live them. We're to do all these things that Paul writes to Timothy and other things that Scripture instructs us to. We're to live our lives according to God's way as outlined in Scripture. But we're to do this continuously spurred on and strengthened and reacting to the grace that is shown to us through Jesus Christ. Coming back to verse 1. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. How can you be strong in Jesus' grace this week? Maybe you want to pause just here and discuss that with the people that you're meeting with, or just reflect on it personally with Jesus. There's a beautiful verse just in verse 9, where Paul says that God's word is not chained. Paul is physically chained in prison, but God's words, the good news of Jesus Christ, the gospel of grace, the gospel of love, of truth, that isn't chained. I want to encourage you to take some time, maybe this week, if you're off work or you're relaxing with family or friends, or just you've got some time to yourself with Jesus, can I encourage you to take some time to reflect on the grace of God shown to us through Jesus, to allow his word, the gospel of grace, to be unchained in your life, to allow the truth of God's grace to permeate, to saturate every part of who you are and the way that you live your life. And then the things that you do the things that you do for Jesus as you try to live your life for him, not for yourself, but living for him, to allow the grace of God, the gospel of grace, to encourage you, to saturate those things so that you're doing it as an act of worship to the God who loves you, who died for you, who was raised to life so that we could live fully with him. God, be some time to reflect on that in a moment, but let me just pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. Thank you that it is true. Thank you for the grace that you showed us through Jesus Christ, your son. Thank you for your undeserved love and your, as in we don't deserve it, but also it's unreserved love, as in you haven't held back any of your love. You've poured it all out. And I thank you, God, that it is by grace that we are saved, not by anything that we can do. God, help us to trust in you and to be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. By your Holy Spirit, help us as we reflect on that now. Bring to mind different Bible passages and encourage us to encourage each other to be strong in grace. Thank you, God, that it is not about what we do that earns our place in heaven, but everything that you have done. And as a result of everything that you have done, help us to do everything in our lives as an act of worship, an act of response to you, an act of love, an expression of love to you. In Jesus' name, amen.